The Lord on high is mightier than the noise of many waters, yea, than the mighty waves of the sea. Good morning, everyone. This is Brother Wilmer. I greet you all in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, the Lord Jesus, who walked on earth. The Lord Jesus Christ, who walked on the stormy seas. He walked on the waves. He had the power to walk on the waves. And we have this account in the Bible where he did walk on the seas. And this account is there for a reason. It is there for us. It is there to help us when our faith gets small. But the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves, for the wind was contrary. And in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus walked unto the sea. And in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them, walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, It is a spirit. And they cried out in fear. But straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, Be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid. And Peter answered him and said, Lord, if it be thou, bid me come unto thee on the water. And he said, Come. And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid and began to sink. He cried, saying, Lord, save me. And immediately Jesus set forth his hand and caught him, and said unto him, O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt? And when they were come into the ship, the wind ceased. Yes, with Jesus there, right in their midst, they were in stormy seas and in trouble. They were tossed about. There were high waves. And Peter, having the faith that he did, was able to walk on the waters. But when he got his eyes on the waves, he began to sink. Is it not so with many of us? When we get our eyes on the waves, we begin to sink. And rather than to walk on the waves, exercising the power that the Lord has given us as Christians, we end up thrashing around in the seas with wave after wave going over us. David understood this. Deep called unto the deep at the noise of thy waterspouts. All thy waves and thy billows are gone over me. It seems here like even though Jesus was in the midst of them, they found themselves in a raging sea, high waves, a wild sea, a contrary sea. And that is where we find ourselves, even though that we have Jesus Christ in our lives. Even though that we have found salvation, even though that we believe in the Gospels, we find ourselves on rough seas with high waves. What's the purpose of these high waves, these stormy seas in our lives? Should it not be that if we have Christ, that we would have calm, still seas to sail upon? It does appear, and it does seem, that God did not see that as good. He sees it good to send stormy seas and high waves into our lives. What's the purpose for these stormy seas and high waves in our lives? I believe that the purpose for these stormy seas and high waves in our lives is to grow us up, to build up our faith, to continue to look to Jesus. Here where Peter, when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid and began to sink and cried, saying, Lord, save me. So many times, we When we look to the waves rather than the Lord Jesus Christ, we find ourselves sinking, but we can always look to the Lord Jesus Christ and cry out and ask to be saved. You know, if we keep fighting off these waves, thinking that they should not be because we are Christians, we think there's something wrong, that we find ourselves in the midst of a storm, of high waves. I do believe that is a wrong and incorrect thinking. These waves in our lives, even though that we are Christians, are meant to be and are put there by the Lord. Why? They're put there to grow us up, to help us strengthen our faith, to help us realize that we have been given the power through the Lord Jesus Christ. If we keep looking to Him, we have been given the power to walk upon the seas, walk upon the waves, and to look unto the Lord and keep our eyes on Him steadfastly. And then the Lord, as so many times, in different times here in the Bible, in His Word, He spoke about calming the sea. And this can also happen in our lives, where this sea, this stormy sea, this storm that's going on in our hearts can be stilled by the Lord. We can read in different places where He has promised that we will be seated in heavenly places. We also have verses where there's promises for him that overcometh. Another place He says that we shall become more than conquerors. Psalms 89:9, thou rulest the ranging of the sea. In other words, sometimes he allows us to have calm seas in our lives. Sometimes He allows us to have stormy seas in our lives. Thou rulest the ranging of the sea. When the waves thereof arise, thou stillest them. Psalm 65:5, by terrible things in righteousness wilt thou answer us, O God of our salvation, who art the confidence of all the ends of the earth, and of them that are afar off upon the sea, which by his strength setteth fast the mountains, being girdled with power, which stilleth the noise of the sea, the noise of their waves, and the turmoil of the people. So let us be encouraged, rather than warding off the waves and sinking into them in discouragement, thinking that they shouldn't be. Let us, rather than warding them off, let us embrace these waves. Let us look to Jesus, and let us walk upon the waves rather than thrashing around in them. God be with you all. You have a great day in the Lord.